On this Bodhi Day, 2024, I want to again read that portion of the Avatamsaka Sutra, the Hua Yan Jing, which is called the first words the Buddha spoke after his awakening. How wonderful, all I and all beings of the great earth have together attained the way. Or another, how wonderful. There's no place where the prajna of the Tathagata does not reach. Why? Because there's not a single being that is not fully endowed with the prajna of the Tathagata. Not a single being who is not fully endowed with the prajna of the Tathagata. That's the insight wisdom, if we say it in English. It is only on account of deluded thinking, erroneous views and attachments that they do not understand it, that we do not understand it. Only on account of deluded thinking, erroneous views and attachments. When becoming free from deluded thinking, this all-encompassing prajna, this all-comprehending prajna, this spontaneous prajna, unobstructed prajna, will be manifest for all, for all. That's every being. Then even then the Buddha goes on to say, even though they are endowed with this, they somehow are ignorant and confused. And of course, being ignorant and confused, they do things that cause harming and suffering. So therefore the Buddha says, I will teach. I will, because before this, the Buddha does not see that he can teach this, but because this, all beings can, quote, achieve for themselves the vision of broad and vast prajna of the Tathagata for themselves, and therefore live, be no different from the Buddha. Because this is who we are. It's not something we need to get except to cease doing what gets in the way of this wisdom that is our life. That's why our practice in one sense is so simple. Whether it's when we're sitting in the Zendo, whether it's when we're doing formal practice or in the so-called rest of our life, it's always available, so to speak. Even saying available is extra. It's always manifesting exactly as our life, and yet do we have this capacity to fool ourselves and fool others and miss the life that we are. So Buddha doesn't give anyone anything that they don't already have, but allows us, our practice allows and supports us in being who and what we are, and being the world of beings, so to speak, that we encounter, who are all living this Buddha life to the extent that they can, or finding themselves obstructed and blinded to what and who this moment of our life is. I know many of you, many of us, have done practice, Rohatsu practice, these days up to this Bodhi day, in various forms according to our circumstances and conditions. And our opportunity is to continue to do this, to, so to speak, carry it along in appreciating our life, which means appreciating all the beings who we encounter in our life, appreciating all the states that we encounter for ourselves in so-called our own life. Conditions we like, conditions we don't want, and find what is skillful practice to let go of obstructions that we might be believing, or to notice obstructions when they occur, and do what's skillful. No need to worry about or think about what anything that needs to be fixed. Simply to see what supports and enables me. How can I be this moment? How can I bow with these circumstances? How can I respond to this person, this condition, this whatever we add on about this, it's always right here, right now, this perfection, appreciating this perfection, and yet seeing, is there something called for of me? Whether we call it something called for me to act outside or inside, to enable ourselves and the universe that we meet with various persons, beings. How can I join this prajna wisdom of the moment? This prajna wisdom of the moment, so that we can hear the mountain streams chanting the Buddha's wisdom, so that we can hear the noise of the traffic, the people at the supermarket manifesting the various sutras, so that we can see the snow we have to shovel as nothing more and nothing less than the body of the Buddha that I get to take care of. My body, not some Buddha out there, but it's the bodhisattvas that I can do the dance of this moment with. The great bodhisattva that the universe manifests as my life, as our life. Excuse me. That's our opportunity of ongoing practice. On Bodhi Day, we get to remind ourselves, remember that this is so. As I mentioned, Bodhi Day is celebrated on different days in different parts of the world. The northern Buddhist communities, meaning China, Korea, Japan, celebrate it in this winter. In China and Korea, it's celebrated according to the lunar calendar. So this year it's in January of 2025. In Japan, it's celebrated, and in America, it's celebrated on the solar calendar, so December 8th. In southern Buddhist traditions, whether that's Sri Lanka or Vietnam or Thailand, it's celebrated in the spring along with Wesak. But we each have every day the opportunity to celebrate it. We celebrate it in our life and in the life of the universe, where we meet this prajna wisdom being manifested and exposed and shared. So I want to encourage all of us to find ways in our daily life to remind ourselves that this form is exactly the prajna of the Buddha. This emptiness, this encounter that I'm having, is exactly the Dharma exchange with bodhisattvas, whether it's at the supermarket when paying or asking for something, whether it's at work, whether it's on the internet, or when you meet someone in the street, or when you're just walking, or when you wake up in the morning and are cleaning your house or your face. Please remember, we only meet Buddhas, and it's up to us to remind those Buddhas who they are in our being with them. Of course, we ourselves are always manifesting this Buddha prajna, wisdom of the present moment, breathing in, breathing out, bowing good morning, or simply living this bodhisattva life. So thank you all for sharing your bodhisattva life, our bodhisattva life, together to manifest and be this universe, this great bodhisattva that we all are. Thank you.